Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement. Issue 7, A Closer Look at Long-Term English Learners, A Focus on New Directions. Written by Lori Olson, PhD, researcher, author, director of the Sobrato Early Academic Literacy Program. Prepared by Yi Wan, EDD, Santa Clara County Office of Education, December 2010. This research report includes data on 175,734 secondary school English learners in 40 California school districts and draws upon existing research literature and inquiries conducted in secondary schools. Definition: A long-term English learner, LTEL, is a student who has been enrolled in U.S. schools for more than 6 years, is no longer progressing towards English proficiency, and is struggling academically. They do not have the English skills needed for academic success and have accumulated major academic gaps in their elementary school and/or middle school years. Findings: The majority, 59%, of secondary school English learners are long-term English learners. English learners who enroll in kindergarten have a 50% chance of becoming a long-term English learner. Only 1 in 3 districts has a formal definition and process for identifying and monitoring services for long-term English learners. Their definitions vary. Factors that contribute towards ELs becoming long-term English learners include periods of time in which ELs received no language development support, elementary school curricula that weren't designed for English learners, enrollment in weak program models and poorly implemented English learner programs, limited access to the full curriculum, a history of inconsistent placements, placement into interventions designed for native English speakers, and treatment like struggling readers rather than addressing ELD needs, social and linguistic isolation, and transnational moves. By the time long-term English learners arrive in secondary schools, they have significant gaps in academic background. They have very weak academic language and significant deficits in reading and writing skills. The majority of long-term English learners are stuck at intermediate levels of English proficiency or below. Many have developed habits of non-engagement, passivity, and invisibility in school. Most long-term English learners want to go to college and are unaware that their academic program is not preparing them for that goal. Few districts have formal approaches for serving long-term English learners. The typical program for long-term English learners in secondary school is inappropriate placement in mainstream classes, inadequately prepared teachers, overassignment and inadequate service in intervention and support classes, no participation in electives, and limited access to the full curriculum. Misconceptions: Several misconceptions undergird practices and policies that contribute towards the creation of long-term English learners. Misconception number 1. The sooner and more fully immersed in English, the better. Time spent in the home language takes away from learning English. Research consensus is that continued development of the home language in school along with English benefits English proficiency and overall language and literacy and long-term academic success. Misconception number 2. Just good teaching works for all students. English learners don't need special curriculum, services, or instruction. Research confirms that English learners need instruction and materials to be adapted and supplemented to address the language barrier. Oral language development is particularly important for English learners. Misconception number 3. English is more important than other subjects. If they aren't doing well in English, devote more time to English language arts. Science, social studies, and art can wait. And yet, academic language is best learned in the context of learning academic content. Language development needs to occur throughout the full curriculum in order to foster academic language and prevent academic gaps. Promising approaches. Principles for effectively meeting the needs of long-term English learners are urgency, a focus on the distinct needs of long-term English learners, strategies to address academic gaps and language development, primary language development, rigor and relevance, relationships, and integration without sacrificing access. The school. A comprehensive secondary school program for long-term English learners includes a specialized English language development course designed for long-term English learners, clustered placement in rigorous grade-level content classes, mixed with English proficient students and taught with differentiated SADAI strategies, explicit language and literacy development across the curriculum, native speakers classes in which the students have the opportunity to develop language and literacy skills in their native language, like Spanish for Spanish speakers, through advanced placement levels, systems for monitoring progress and triggering support, and a focus on study skills. Districts piloting these approaches report more student engagement, fewer course failures, increased college-going rates, and improved KC passage. The district. It is the role of the district to ensure high-quality programs for English learners through clearly defined pathways and research-based program models, professional development including coaching and collaborative time for teachers and administrators, curriculum materials that facilitate differentiation for varying levels of needs, published expectations of growth and achievement for English learners by length of time in program and by proficiency level, monitoring student progress, articulation between levels, and increased access to preschool programs designed for English learners. The state. State-level policies needed to address long-term English learners include: adopt a standard state definition of long-term English learners and require data collection to support monitoring, early identification, and response. Adopt appropriate and effective English language development materials and academic content materials with language objectives. Provide consistent state messages and counsel across accountability, corrective action, and compliance functions based upon English learner research. Provide professional development resources to prepare teachers and administrators to work effectively with English learners. Ensure that English learners have access to the full curriculum. Implications for teachers. Teachers need to know which students in their classes are long-term English learners and use differentiated teaching strategies to support their access to the content. Planning for each lesson should include analysis of the language demands of the content being taught and lead to precise language objectives. Active student engagement and oral academic vocabulary needs to become a focus in classrooms with long-term English learners. Questions for reflection. Number one, what are the characteristics of long-term English learners you know in your school? Number two, are the factors discussed in the research brief that lead to ELs becoming long-term English learners present in your school or district? What else contributes towards the creation of long-term English learners? Number three, what are the biggest misconceptions that you think are underlying the practices and policies in your school or district that result in misserving English learners? Number four, what are some explicit language and literacy development strategies across content areas that could be effective for long-term English learners? Number five, what policy changes would make the most difference to enable teachers to meet the needs of their long-term English learners? Number six, as educators, what can we do to bring about an end to the practices and policies that are resulting in students becoming long-term English learners? In the Starlight, research and resources for English learner achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County Offices of Education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish, at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number one from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight Issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10. Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.